current phone number where you can be contacted, because we have to get in contact with you. Your address at the time of the disaster and the address where you're staying now. So maybe you can't stay in your home, which means you really need to see us and apply for assistance. We need your social security number, and that is protected by us. A general list of damage and losses. What did you lose? Your banking information, if you choose direct deposit. We can either mail you a check or we can deposit the money into your bank account. So if you choose direct deposit, you become eligible. That money is coming straight to your bank account, and you have that money. If you're insured, we need the policy number, your homeowner's insurance policy number, agent, and the company name. If you have renter's insurance, the same thing.